Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, yeah. Held out a love and a hand.
Little SRV bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're doing a little blues here on the Small Business Advocate Show, one of my favorite genres. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're sharing some time with us. We got a new friend, Art Saxby, soon to not be a new friend anymore. We're going to get Art back again to share some of his wisdom with us. He's the founder and CEO of Chief Outsiders. ChiefOutsiders.com is the website. We've been talking about the concept of his outsourcing of chief marketing officer services. Stein Hendricks is an old friend of ours who is now associated with Chief Outsiders. And you're part of the Western team, aren't you, Stein?
Yeah, cover the Seattle area, Jim.
Stein Hendricks, is his name, and so you can find him in the Western section of that website. So, okay, guys, we've been talking about the concept of fractional chief marketing officer services. We've talked about what they might do for companies. Let's get into the details. I want people to know, how would they do business with an organization like yours? So Art. I check your website out, and I find the contact us button, and I do it. And what happens next?
What happens next is we spend a little bit of time trying to really understand your company. Every company is different. Even two companies in the same geography offering the same services or similar services are different, because their owners have different visions, there's different passions. So we'll try and figure out really what's happening to the company, what are you trying to accomplish, and based on that, decide which of our 35-plus chief marketing officers is the right fit. They've all got very different experiences. Now, they've all been vice presidents, but they come from different industries. They also have different passions and different geographies. So we'll then bring that chief marketing officer into the conversation with the CEO, start talking about how would we solve this problem, how we go approach it, make sure there's a really good fit.
Right. And so the first thing is just a little double due diligence, right? They're checking you out, you're checking them out, to make sure that, because it's possible that either they're not the right fit for you organizationally, maybe their philosophy won't work. Can you determine? You know, when I had my consulting company, I used to discover that people, you know, some people were never meant to work with consultants.
Yep.
You find things like that out. All right. So then you turn them over to somebody like Stein. How does that work, Stein?
I basically really try to determine early on, before we don't really sell, Jim. We really try to determine what are the pain points already in the first meeting and understand if we can start helping them right there and then.
What's an example What would be an example of a pain point that would be likely to come up? What would you expect to happen first?
What is a very easy one that's so painful and so often still unsolved is companies who have, in the last 10, 15 years, started to use digital marketing and all the new advances in technology to make a lot of noise, but forget about the big M in marketing that Art referred to. And just in your first meeting with the customer, asking questions about who is your client, what do they need, et cetera, is a fantastic way to start adding value from the start. Yeah.
You know, Art, the digital thing, that's, you know, we small businesses have a bad rep about not having enough of a footprint. 50% may not even have websites. Which is, I think we're getting that fixed. I've been pounding that here for almost 18 years, but social media is really tripping a lot of small businesses up, and aligning the new stuff and the traditional stuff is really a big deal, isn't it?
It is, but it's also really important for the company to do what's right for that company and that customer. We often see people doing what we call random acts of marketing. They read that everyone else is tweeting, so they hire a young person and says, go do some tweets and get a lot of likes on Facebook.
Right.
That may be great. It may be a complete and utter waste of time.
Yeah.
It really needs to start out with, how does your customer make decisions? How does your customer gather information? How does your customer move themselves through a decision cycle?
And how do they want you to connect with them?
Right. It used to be that you set out, you know, a sales guy with a box of donuts. And he could get a meeting, he could get a call, because even industrial buyers would gather information
right.
by talking to salespeople.
Right.
Now they'll make most of their buying decision before they ever allow a salesperson in the door. They want to read articles. They want to read blogs. They want to see people, you know, learn at trade shows. It's
right.
going to be different for every type of customer, but whether it's a consumer or it's a business customer, how do they make decisions? Then what's the right way to get in front of them?
Right.
It may be Facebook is the right thing. It may be Facebook is a complete waste.
Right. Well, what I like about what they've said today, ladies and gentlemen, is they keep coming back to the customer. And that's our holy grail, isn't it, the customer. I like what Art Saxby and Stein Hendricks have said about Cheap Outsiders, cheapoutsiders.com. Hey, Stein, come back soon. Art, thanks for being here. Good job. Come
All
back
right,
soon.
Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.